traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Check us out, bro. David Dobrik stops vlogging. I start vlogging. No YouTuber can move merch. I relaunch mine. Call Daddy's no longer a podcast. Impulsive stays number one. I don't know, bro. This game is chess, not checkers.
Did Ariana Grande delete her Instagram?
What?
I don't know. One of the topics I want to talk about today is Tekashi 69 versus Ariana Grande. And so I'm looking up Ariana Grande on Instagram, and for some reason she's not popping up, guys.
I got her right here.
No.
This one?
No, hold on.
Okay. I got her.
Wait, okay. So why when I look her up, is she not? There's no way.
Hold on.
There's no way. All right, I'm on my profile right now. I'm going to go ahead and type in here. Ariana Grande, and she's not popping up.
How could this be possible, dude?
Give her put it in the URL, Instagram.com. Who,
Ariana Butkra? That's what pops up. Ariana Butkra. Watch this. All right, check this out. This is the worst part. Ariana Grande.
Close.
It's hard to type.
It's not Garcia.
Damn. Grande Instagram. Ariana Grande Instagram.
Oh my God.
Bro.
Oh.
That's a block.
She blocked.
That's a block.
Shut up. What? Come on. Guys, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Holy shit. There's no way Ariana Grande blocked that mock me on Instagram.
You got blocked.
There's no fucking way. Why?
What did you do to her?
Nothing. She likes me, so she blocked me.
Oh. She likes you so much that she was like, I can't even look at it anymore. that's what
I've never met her. No, bro, way back in the day. Let me jog your memory, huh? Let's reminisce for a second. She retweeted a Vine that I made singing her song. And then she said some nice things. And it's sad to see that our relationship has gone to shit, I guess. It was good. Me and Ariana had a good thing.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Going, and now we're, just, I guess, no longer friends.
Holy shit.
Hey, come on. I'm being punked by someone, right?
Or why would she block me?
I don't know.
Did you do anything in specific to
no,
her?
No, she might be one of the celebs who maybe a couple years ago, maybe just had it. And she's like, I can't bear this young man any longer. I don't know. This seems weird. Anyways, we're here on the show.
It's been a long time
since I looked at her page. I don't know.
Should I try DMing her and see if she responds?
That's so
I'll
weird.
I'll just call her. I've been talking to her recently.
Surely there's an explanation. I don't know what it is. But yeah, welcome back to Impulsive, number one podcast in the world. Got a lot to talk about today. Today's a big episode. Mike coined it the beef episode.
It's the beef episode. There's a lot of sizzling carnivore style beef on the grill today.
Absolutely.
Mm. Shit is hot.
Should we just start off with Ariana and Ariana Tekashi 69 right away?
Seems like the right segue for it.
Sure. So Tekashi accused Billboard of faking their chart. He says you could buy songs to boost your song.
Yep.
right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And so he's saying something with Ariana's song stuck with you. Ariana and Justin Bieber's song stuck with you. There were 60,000 song copies sold in an hour that were bought by six credit cards.
In the 11th hour, right before the sales were released to Billboard to state it.
All right.
And he's been talking about it for the past week. He's been talking about how Billboard is corrupt and they favor artists and put out this statement that Scooter Braun and Justin and Ariana bought these last minute albums to drive them to number one.
Yep.
And now, and he kept harping on it. He kept harping on it. And now today, it looks like Ariana, Justin, and Scooter all fired back from their accounts and said, listen, it doesn't work like that. If you use a credit card, you can only buy four copies of the album before the rest of them are disqualified from counting towards your Billboard.
I do wonder where Tekashi 69 got this information. Where, like, he was showing stats on his Instagram video profile page, and I'm not sure. Maybe he's the most reliable source for any sort of information ever. You know what I'm saying? Because of his past and
but if
his
he's
hair
the snitch, he's the snitch. He's probably got inside information on things.
Oh, because snitches bond with snitches.
Yeah.
So they're all just snitching on each other.
Mm-hmm. My thoughts
there's
on...
There's a rat at Billboard.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
100 employee credit cards. 100 employee credit
cards,
you say?
And now just us, or Scooter Braun, went one step further today and has accused the head Gooba himself, 6ix9ine, of buying... through bots buying YouTube views on his Gooba music video.
I love this strategy. What's going on here?
Listen, you're going to fire off at Scooter Braun. This dude's the fucking mastermind of all this shit.
Yep.
He's the fucking man, dude. So you better get your little rainbow-colored, moronic ducks in a row before you fire off at Scooter, dude.
Well, you know what they say, Mike? You point one finger and there's some fingers that point back at you in some way. That's what they say. And it's a classic strategy. If your back's ever against the wall, you have someone like accuse you of some shit, or you don't want to admit to lying or whatever it is, just accuse them of the same thing. Yeah. It's a classic smoke bomb strategy.
Oh, you know that strategy pretty fucking well, don't you?
What?
That little shrimp argument we got that night. And you turned that shit around real. You lawyered up. You love that strategy. You love that strategy.
No, because mine was still rooted in truth.
Yeah, whatever. All I'm saying is this. Truth or non-truth, 6ix9ine is the Donald Trump of the rap game.
Yeah, yeah.
He gets info from weird sources. His pundits, the people that support him, don't give a fuck where he gets the info from. He's always right. He says what he says. He trolls the big dogs, and it pushes him up. That's imagine crazy. A day. Imagine thinking that a year ago or 2 years ago, there was going to be a day where anybody would give a single solitary fuck what this rainbow-colored man has to say about anything. He is the living version of a Smurf. He's a Smurf reincarnated. And now he's talking about the kings of the business. He fired off at Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
And Snoop Dogg ain't the dude to fire off at. He said, listen here, little bitch. You're not going to talk to me like that, bro. Yeah. Go somewhere else and play your games. Every time he posts something, I look at the comments under the pictures. There's no players in there. There's no big dogs, no shot callers in those comments.
No.
It's a bunch of 12-year-old kids and a bunch of clout hounds that are like, how can I ride this wave of
what a terrible wave
it
to
is
be
this, it's so dumb, dude. All of it.
I gotta say, though, the man is entertaining. The internet and social media has gotten thoroughly more enjoyable to watch when Tekashi 69 posts.
He's
I don't know if there's a more eccentric living cartoon character than him. He's got rainbow hair. He's got 69 tattooed on his face
and all over his body.
This is not real life, guys.
All over.
He's easily the best rapper wearing a shower cap to watch on the internet these days. Like that video of him wearing a purple shower cap as he explained the Billboard drama.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I mean,
how much of this Billboard stuff is political, though? Do we know?
Well, that's what he's saying. He's saying it's all political. Yeah. It's literally everything's political.
You can buy the spots.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, you put on a shower cap.
Look at this guy.
I think that's this guy.
How does he just logistics? How does he change his hair color every day? Because the other day, half of it was white. Is it, Danny? Do you know?
It's probably a wig.
A wig?
Yeah, it's probably like one of those lace front wigs.
So he's a fraud.
You don't say.
But yeah, my question to you, Mike, is this, because I saw that video of Snoop Dogg. He's like, you know, you're coming for the wrong guy.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not the dude. And 69 is trolled Snoop Dogg.
Said he snitched.
Yeah. He was watching a video of Suge Knight saying Snoop Dogg snitched. And 69 commented like, I miss home movies the most. What are the repercussions? Like when Snoop Dogg says, I'm not the guy, like don't play with me, don't fuck with me. Does that hold weight?
I mean, the new age rap people, the people that the 12-year-olds that support 6ix9ine and 15-year-olds, whatever, they don't know this probably because they haven't done the research, but Snoop has been on trial for murder before. Snoop Dogg has been on trial for murder, homicide, before. This dude is not a fuck. This dude ain't a dude that pretended to be a part of a clique to get. He's the real fucking deal, bro.
Is Snoop still involved with that stuff though? He's a family He's got
a nice
house.
What I'm saying. So when you say don't fuck with me, like we all know, and Snoop knows, he probably got a little too much to lose to even attempt to hurt 6ix9ine in some roundabout way. So that's what I'm saying. Like you can threaten people as much as you want over the internet. Mm-hmm. And I saw this when I was growing up. When I saw 50 Cent. Trolling Floyd Mayweather, saying he can't read a Harry Potter book.
Oh my God, I remember
and
that.
And in my mind, I was in like seventh grade. I was like, well, it's Floyd Mayweather. He's the baddest guy on the planet. He's going to beat up 50 Cent. But it just doesn't happen in real life.
Yeah.
There's no actual action. So I guess I'm wondering, like, again, we could talk about 6ix9ine as much as we want, but it's only helping this dude.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No, he's a master marketer.
Literally a brilliant marketer.
It's insane that he's able to get into a controversy every single day.
Well, all the blog sites and all the video sites that are talking about being a purveyor of the culture, mm-hmm. they're not helping because they're reporting on it. My favorite influencer Instagram page, The Bread Batch, TBT. I watch it every day. I like to make sure I'm up to date on all my influencer news.
It's a 6ix9ine fan page.
Whose hair did James Charles do? Yeah. Did Addison Rae do a TikTok dance? I try to make sure I get all my important news from The Bread Batch. Yeah, yeah. Now it's a 6ix9ine fan page. Yeah. Every post. All day long, it's just post after post about this rainbow-covered squid. And you know what? Listen, here's all I want to say about it. You can like the marketing. You could like the tactics. He's obviously doing views on views on views, and people are watching. But I said it the other day, and I'll say it again. The culture will never fuck with this guy. And to people in today's day and age, that's unimportant. They don't care. They're like, whatever, those views. Fuck you. Stay mad. Big mad. He mad. You mad. Stay mad.
Yeah, you mad.
But somebody that grew up on Jay, Big, Nas, J. Cole, 50, the real people in the sport, none of those dudes fuck. Like, it's just a fugazi little situation on the side. He'll never be respected by the culture. And like I said, some people, that doesn't matter to some people. To me, who cares about the iconic rap game and the most important thing being the respect of the culture, I care about it. But whatever, to each their own.
I think
you hit the mark, Mark. While I'm on this just TMZ page, I see Ariana Grande's profile, and just for peace of mind, I'm going to go ahead and click on view profile just to see if indeed I am blocked by Ariana Grande. It looks like I still am. So we'll go ahead and move on to the next topic before I cry on instead of impulsive.
Can
here.
We make it right? How can we make it right?
Ariana, I bought Stuck With You 4 times because that's the limit, as you said.
On each credit card.
So please unblock me. Like, hopefully we can be amicable.
How is that pot? Are you?
I don't know.
This is not a stunt for the show. He literally is blocked by Ariana Grande.
But surely there's an explanation, right?
We have to find out. This might be like as fun as doing the Flat Earth documentary.
Oh, well, finding out why Ariana Grande blocked
full
me.
Full investigation.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
But yo, I'm telling you, there's something else going on, right? Like she blocked me. All right. Next up. I went shooting at Terran Tactical. This isn't beef. We'll get back to the beef, but this is a funny story. I went shooting at Terran Tactical. You've seen Terran Tactical. It's that backdrop with targets that every celebrity, influencer, athlete has gone to, and they shoot and they move on. They pew, 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 and they look like spies. It's really cool. They get good videos. They post it. And Terran is actually an amazing shot. That dude has a fucking eye. I went there the other day, purchased some firearms, legally, of course. Terran's going to deck them out. It's going to be cool. And there was a dude named Brian Callen there. Brian Callen and I have been like sort of crossing circles for some time now because he's friends with Joe Rogan, Chris D'Elia, Brendan Schaub, who's a good friend of mine we had on the podcast. And I'm a fan of his comedy and his friends and everything he does. So finally, like, nice to meet you, bro. It's super cool. He's like, you too, man. How's life? I'm trying to survive and thrive out here. He's like, great. So he goes up and it's his turn to do the run on Terran Tactical. So he puts his gun up. He does his run. And at the end of his run, Terran goes, wait. Brian's like, what's good? He's like, you hit a bird. I got to go check on it. Oh, and I had just arrived. So I've never been down Terran's range. I want to be respectful in front of Brian, because again, like, I hate showing up and being like the YouTuber and like pulling out my camera and just being that annoying fucking guy. And so there was a couple of girls there. They start freaking out, right? I look down range. Sure enough, there's a fucking little bird fluttering around on the ground. No. I don't know what it is about me witnessing flocked creatures specifically get just demolished.
It's like two in the past month.
So what happened? The bird came across the...
I don't know. It must have maybe posted up in the bushes or whatever. So the bird's fluttering around. Brian's like, shit, I got to go put it out of his misery, which, by the way, you do if an animal's struggling. And so one of the girls is like, you can't do that. He's an animal. And I'm like, but that's exactly the problem. He's a living creature, and if he's in pain, we should end it. So Brian goes over there. He's unholstering his gun. Now I'm sitting back, and I have a split decision to make whether or not I'm going to help this creature or like and get involved in some way.
How so? Shoot the comedian? So he's not
able,
like,
don't kill that bird.
Put down your weapon. Don't you dare.
Just like people. There's a lot of people who don't understand. This is gonna sound weird. The body language of birds. Guess who fucking does? Me. I have had a bird for 8 years collectively total. Now I know how they react. I know what they're thinking. I am a bird.
And you have one on your shirt.
Be a maverick. So I'm like, shit, I'm gonna get involved. So I go running down range. Brian's unholstering his gun. I'm like, wait. I look at this bird. I make eye contact with it. I'm looking at it. I'm like this. I'm staring at it. And I'm like, guys, just like the owl we hit that hit us. I go, I don't think this bird is dying. I think it may be like hurt, or maybe you winged it or something. Sure enough, the bird looks at me like this. He goes, and I look at it like this. I'm like, takes off.
Oh my
flaps
God.
His wings, take off. Bro, I give him a little nod of approval. I was like, you got this, little guy. Takes off. And Brian's like, whoa. I go, can you imagine if you just killed that little bird? Oh, it was completely healthy, completely fine.
What did that Karen say? The Karen that was yelling up, don't care that bird.
No, it wasn't a Karen. She was just a girl. Like, bro, you know how... Yeah. A hurt animal in front of a girl. It's like one of the most undesirable circumstances.
Bro,
right?
Hurt an animal in front of me, I'll turn into a Karen, bro. I get it. I totally get it. But thank God you were able to triage the situation.
Yeah.
By doing nothing.
Exactly. Nah, but it was just funny because my first time meeting Brian Callen, that happened.
You saved the day, though.
I try, you know? I'm a big fan of people spreading their wings, and specifically birds. And also people, and that's
is
where
this a segue? It is a segue.
Y'all know we're dropping the new Maverick clothes this Friday. It's a massive week for us. We've spent a year and a half rebranding and trying to find the right voice and messaging and imaging and imagery for this brand. And it's important because when people put the clothes on, they need to feel a certain way. It needs to empower people. That's I honestly believe what I'm here to do on this planet is empower people and motivate and inspire. And at this particular moment in time, I tend to do so through storytelling and comedy. But it's really, really big. We're really excited for that. What I haven't mentioned yet, and I got to speak a little lightly here because we haven't quite nailed the messaging, but we're also doing a VIP, a premium, an exclusive club. I don't know the name of it yet, but it is going to be like, consider it my version of an OnlyFans. So you can get tasteful nudes. They'll be tasteful.
That's not true.
See the behind the scenes of that birthday shoot.
Someone's going to think that's true.
You're not going to get nudes. It's my version of an OnlyFans in the sense of you get to become a more intimate part of our life. If you love us, if you're a fan of us, and you really fuck with us and you want to get involved more, this is it. This is the club. It's a subscription service. We're going to be doing giveaways. We're going to be doing monetary stuff. We're going to be doing exclusive content. That's a big one.
That's the biggest.
Because there's a lot of stuff that we, surprise, surprise, cannot post on YouTube just because we aren't allowed. And this site is... going to allow us to post and say and do whatever we want. So
it's unreleased, uncut.
Yeah. There's going to be discounts on the clothes that we drop. You automatically get a discount if you're in this club. And maybe one of the coolest things as well is you get access to a limited edition set of clothing, which I'm wearing now. I'll turn around here, but
yes, sir.
basically just
the crowd goes wild.
Extra high quality garments for people who you know, want to grow and live in this family with us, because we love you guys, and we also love the idea of bringing a select group of people in with us. So we're going to be doing flying people out for dinner, shit like that, monthly FaceTimes, all the shit. Again, I'm going to figure out the perks and messaging, but just a little planting the seed, because guess what? You plant them seeds, you grow redwoods from them seeds.
Nice job.
I know those are awesome.
They're awesome, bro.
They're so nice.
They're so, like, they're cool, but also keep you warm. They feel nice.
I've been saying it's beautiful. It's hard to explain the quality, but when people start like feeling them, like, these will go toe to toe with your Balenciaga. Like, they're that good. The quality, the workmanship of them are that great.
Premium shit.
Oh, and when he says giveaways, not stickers, not like beach chairs.
Oh no, the first thing we're giving away is my car, my Challenger, my $60,000 2014 Dodge Challenger. Yeah, I'm giving away. No, I don't think I told you guys this
yet. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, it's going.
The car we all drive. I don't know. We walking everywhere, and then we're gonna go up to a Wraith from there. Probably. Like, yeah. You got some big plans. Yeah. Why is everyone looking right now? What's going on?
I've said this before. I love giving back. The only reason I have kept it light is because you guys may not know, this is not much of an income stream right now. Like, I make some people really, really inflate the amount of money they think I make. And I promise on God, once I start making millions of dollars again, I will be giving back millions of dollars, more so than any influencer. Not brand, not sponsored. What'd you say?
He ain't broke.
Not sponsored by a brand. Me, us, Team Maverick. Sponsored by Maverick Clothing. But yeah, man, I love the idea of giving back. We just got to get the revenue stream going, and then I will go like that. So we interrupt this fantastic programming to bring you a sponsor. Today's episode is sponsored by MyBookie. We just found out they have a casino. We're actually playing blackjack live. They have live blackjack. This is happening. I'm very surprised. So Emily Willis is the dealer. Somehow they convinced Emily Willis to become the dealer here. And Mike is playing. Mike, what are you going
to
do?
I don't know. What do you want me to do?
Hit.
Okay. Strong. Oh, it's a seven?
You got seven. You hit.
Showing a seven.
Come
this
on.
This is actually awesome.
17. All right, 17 we're going to stay. We're going to stay.
This is actually awesome. Live blackjack. It's very easy. We put some money in our account. We're playing right now. And I guess the live dealers make you feel a little less lonely.
I can't hear her.
You're in quarantine. That's probably intentional.
I like to hear her.
Blackjack's actually my personal
favorite.
Oh,
that's a break. She got a break coming. Big face.
16. Woo! Nice. We won.
Wow. I can't believe
winning
it.
Winning big money.
Looks like we're getting Chick-fil-A tonight, boys.
You're impulsive. This is real money, though, Mike. So you did just win $5. So maybe up the stakes a little bit. We're going 10 this time.
You should donate all your winnings, Mike.
No, I'm donating everything. I'm donating everything.
You guys can play on your phone, your laptop, computer, whatever you prefer. Your laptop, computer. They got a ton of blackjack tournaments. A lot of them are free to sign up to. You can win big without even paying an entry fee. Let's see what we got here. Mike got a king. Strong. God. Strong.
Give me a picture.
She got a nine. Let's see.
Picture. Come on,
base. Are you 17. 17. Strong? It's strong, though.
No, it's the guys. Guess what? It's not strong. It's not as strong as you
she's
think, all right?
She's showing it
on. Yeah, I know what that means, Jeff. You know what she's got under there? A Q. A queen.
A queen. That'd
I've been
be,
through
be
this
tricky.
Before, dude.
What did you do? You stayed, right?
Yeah, I'm going to stay. Okay, we probably should have gone. We could have got aggressive.
My bookie's great for making sports bets, but I did not know they have casino stuff that goes this deep. This is awesome. There's also a lot of great games to play. If you like any other sort of card game, poker.
Has the drink lady come by recently? Because I'd like to get a coffee.
Ooh, they do virtual drinks.
Do you say doo-doo?
I'm not sure if that's true, to be honest.
I like a pina colada.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
What if you ordered a drink on here and it came via Amazon and they primed it to you because of a...
Uh-oh.
Or Chef Katie.
Wow,
is she
Mike.
Kidding me?
She had a 20.
All right, guys, Chick-fil-A's canceled.
Yo, go big on the next one.
You're in the hole.
How much money do I have?
25.
20.
How much money do you have?
$48 in there.
Yeah, do 25. Do 25.
You should tell your fans that you can go buy a card that tells you how to play blackjack correct, where it's the best odds, and you can have it.
Or my bookies.
Insufficient funds.
Practicing with smaller hands until you're ready to play with the big boys.
Oh.
Okay.
An eight? All right, this is a big hand. Mike bet $40.
I want another eight.
Oh, is that a five up she got? Oh, this lady's
wow, you got 18, strong. Mike, bro. Way strong.
Look at that double down op at the five, end. But I know somebody that got the end better double.
That five scares me.
Nah, don't scare me.
I don't know why, bro, but something about like the live dealer is making this real exciting.
I think the call her daddy girls
should be the live dealers. I agree.
Oh,
imagine Sophia dealing, dude, instead of Emily Willis.
It would be amazing. She can make back her money that she lost.
Okay. Dude, if this lady pulls a six under, I'm throwing this microphone through the window or through the TV. I'm telling you right now, six under, microphone through television.
Wow, they doubled and got a 17.
So she flips over, like I said, the six, the microphone through the television. I'm not fucking kidding, dude.
Uh-oh, she's sweating.
Let's see what we got.
I'm scared.
Big 15. Burn. Big burn.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
Now where are we going
Casino
tonight?
Casino
are
my going bookie, tonight? Guys. Back to the phenomenal episode that you were watching before this sponsor segment. Next up, more beef. What do we got? Should we do KSI?
I
mean,
no. I think we should get into the much bigger and more important situation. Woo! The internet was sizzling last night, like a grill at the Sizzler. People looking in, peering in. What is all this noise about? Dave Portnoy, El Presidente. Barstool Sports, finally speaks.
Daddy spoke. Daddy spoke.
And it is a fucking ugly one.
Yep.
It's an ugly situation. Basically, how we want to do this here.
Let's read a headline. There. Call Her Daddy podcast hosts have turned on each other. Call Her Daddy. One of the biggest podcasts in the world.
Yep.
If not the biggest. They're always top three on the charts. We had Sophia and Alex on this podcast. We love them. They're our friends. They're hilarious. I believe in them both thoroughly. And Mike comes to me yesterday and he says there's some beef going on. So I actually don't know that much about it. So they got in an argument with each other first, or something with the contractor.
You don't know, but you do know. We
I know. I tell you what I know. I know what I know.
Okay. It's been pretty known news for a long time that the contract between Barstool and the Call Her Daddy girls was, let's call it, lopsided in Barstool's favor.
Let me chime in
go
here.
Go ahead.
So much in a way that made me viscerally gag when I
okay,
when,
okay. Well, let me let's go back. So
no, wait, I'm not done
what's
yet.
What's a visceral gag look like?
A visceral gag is like this. When I found out what this was, I go, oh, but I have to see both sides, because although the contract wasn't necessarily fair, when Barstool picked up Call Her Daddy, it was nothing.
It was nothing.
Call
and that's
Her Daddy
the biggest,
became
that
Call
is
Her
the,
Daddy because of Barstool.
That is the biggest thing.
So how much? So, but TV station does the same. Yeah, yes. Every network, every TV station does
same
the same
thing.
It's the same model. Jake did it with Team 10, and in the corporate world, TV. Traditional media, it works. But when you apply a Jake-type Team 10 model with it, and now you have like personalities getting involved, which is kind of interesting because there's a little bit of a parallel between what's happening between Portnoy and the girls and everything that happened with Jake and the falling out and all Team 10. And every social media house in LA has experienced this phenomenon that we are about to describe.
Yeah. Listen, basically what happened here is Barstool, since day one, has owned the IP for this. It's been Barstool Intellectual Property, which for people who don't understand, it means Barstool owns the show. And these girls are, and everything behind and everything that goes into it, these girls are simply, the way the contract was originally signed, are simply personalities or hosts of said show. And what happened was, I think, I'll speak from my own, you know, personal experience with this kind of thing. When you go into this agreement and you have nothing, you have nobody, you have no fans, you're just a little person, and you see this massive entity like Barstool, you agree to what they're giving you, because you assume that, you know, my guess is Alex and Sophia go in, they see this contract and they're like, this is Barstool Sports. We're not going to do any better. They're going to give us a fair shake. We're not getting that much money, but let's give it a shot. Maybe it blows us up. And what happens? The show takes off.
Yep,
meteoric rise. They become the biggest show ever in 6 months. Yep. Mm-hmm. And now, just like with so many other people in Hollywood and so many other times that this has happened, they go back and they say, this contract isn't fair. It happens all the time.
Jeff's coming in. He's got opinions.
Is there something to say? Is there a mic there?
I'll share.
Let me just finish at what happened on the show last night. So basically, after the first year was up, Portnoy said basically that he's willing to renegotiate, which he's always been very good about. He's willing to renegotiate the contract with the two girls. Mm. And after a bunch of back and forth, he offers them, I think it was like $500,000 each, plus they're going to own the IP. They are now going to own the show.
It's massive.
50-50. Now, for Pornhub to...
So they have one more year to go, though.
They have they have another 12 months. They have to finish out their contract.
He kept alcohol. I like it.
Right. So, so for anybody that doesn't know who Dave Portnoy is, this guy... Let's just put it this way. He doesn't need the fucking money. He doesn't need the fucking money. Okay. But he does like the idea that the show is keeping the lights on at Barstool. It's during the COVID. It's bringing in money. It's paying employees, it's whatever. He likes that. Yeah. Okay. So he offers them $500K annual each and 50% each of the IP after their contract ends. Alexandra comes back and says, basically, okay, I like this idea, but according to last night's show, Sophia, who has this boyfriend, what's his name again?
The Yoko Ono podcast.
They call him the suit or whatever.
I want to say it's Matthew Rice.
No, something Nelson. It's something Nelson.
He's a big dog, right?
Right? So what they're saying is that he's basically leading her away from this deal and towards another platform, right? So she comes back and she says, "I'm not taking that deal." So now they're split, and neither of them can agree to go back in at 50% of the IP. So Portnoy and Alex have this conversation, and Sophia's not willing to come to the table. And Dave says, "All right, well, I'll do the show with just you,
yeah,
because you do the majority of the editing, a majority of the heavy lifting, whatever, right? And I will give you whatever amount of money it is, plus you'll get 75% of the IP, and Barstool will retain 25%. And so Alex says, "Okay, I'm going to get 3/4 now. This is great." Now, Sophia finds out that Alex is getting 75% of the IP, and Sophia says, "Wow, this is really happening. I'm about to get left in the dust here with just Peter Nelson left."
But he did say he offered her own show.
He offered her own show on the side.
Said, "If you're talent and you're good, then you'll be successful too."
Right. And basically she said, "You'll talk to my lawyers," is basically what happened, right?
And lawyers aren't responding.
And it's all, and now it's a whole mess. And so there's no agreement. It's a fucking mess. It is a complete mess. Yeah. And ever since the show aired last night, and obviously we've been trying to follow it, you know, in the background, it just made me think about how we all approach new contracts and new ventures. When I was tiny, and in a lot of ways I still am, I approach ventures with big dogs like, "Yo, they're giving me a chance. They're giving me. But in this digital age, you have to understand the possibility that your shit will blow the fuck up, and you should approach you should start approaching every contract with the possibility at least that this thing takes off and goes to the moon.
But he came to the table and said, "I'm going to renegotiate and give you guys a good deal." Like, I respect that.
He did
That's
great.
What happens. That I happens in television shows too.
Yo, that dude's the executive VP of HBO Sports.
Was.
Oh, according to this, the participle they use is a present participle. It's is. Oh. Peter Nelson is the executive vice president of HBO Sports.
And so Dave put the podcast out on the Caller Daddy channel, promoted it from the Caller Daddy Instagram.
Wow.
Like, yo, this dude owns the IP.
He's actually great.
Don't tell me. I'm a huge Portnoy fan. You know that. I watch every unboxing.
I hate to say this. Is not a present participle. I have to correct myself.
Good job. What is it?
I think it's an article. Continue the conversation.
You can ask Bill Clinton. Did you see what he also pulled off with the NFL and Goodell? You know the whole situation, right? He was thrown out of the NFL. He was thrown out of the Super Bowl.
He won the $250,000 raffle to watch a game with him, right?
He outbid everybody.
This motherfucker.
For $250,000, and he's going to sit with head of the NFL.
Listen, Portnoy on the East Coast, where you and I both come from, is a legend.
He's great.
The Boston area is a legend. When I go to Nantucket during the summer, he's there. He's a legend on Nantucket. The dude is a animal in so many ways. But it looks like, and from the sounds of it, this was a truthful piece last night. He gave these girls a fair shake. And, you know, I mean, they're very talented, and everybody knows that. But this is a mess. I'm really interested in seeing how
what do you
this
think
plays
happens?
Out.
Here's what makes me the most upset about it. I don't know what their friendship is like behind the scenes, but that sucks. To lose a friendship over this fucking fickle bullshit.
Does it help to air all this stuff out? You know, like behind the scenes contracts and stuff? Does it help anyone, or does it just hurt both sides.
Well, he gave it all out. He said, I'm telling you.
No, I think that's what he's talking about. Yeah. You mean Portnoy?
I mean,
talking
there's about a hurt transparency is your friend here. With anything contracts, contractual, transparency is your friend.
That's what he said, too.
What did he say?
He said, I'm being truthful. Like, yeah. People say, oh, you can't talk about this. No, he's like, I'm telling the truth. Like
Dave said on the show, I don't think that the deal was abnormally lopsided. Dave said on the show last night that in year one, Alex made upwards of $500,000 and Sophia made around the same. Those are massive
bonuses.
Those are bonuses on downloads. What? Are you saying the numbers are off? I have sources that have told me that the numbers are on.
Do you know how much money they should be making?
That's neither here nor there.
Okay.
That's
neither here nor there. You signed a contract.
You signed a contract.
We're just talking.
I get it. I get it. You signed a contract. You got to honor that contract. But unfortunately, it's really unfortunate.
But hold on. He didn't. When Dave signed it, he didn't know it was going to do what it did either. It just so happened to do it. Listen, I think that you talked to them. And I think that you and I'm guessing this. You put this seed in their mind. You sabotaged the Call Her Daddy podcast in a way that drove more views to the Impulsive podcast. And I want to be the first one to say this right now. That was an incredible move. I love it.
Check us out, bro. David Dobrik stops vlogging. I start vlogging. No YouTuber can move merch. I relaunch mine. Call Her Daddy's no longer a podcast. Impulsive stays number one. I don't know, bro. This game is chess, not checkers. This is fucking chess, not checkers, bro. I hope they figure everything out. Obviously, they're good friends of ours, and I hate the fact that a friendship, a real life friendship, because those girls love each other, may have been severed because of this.
Would or could, final note from me, we've talked a lot about a female co-host. Does a day come where we're sitting across from Alexandra Cooper, Sophia dates big head man?
Yeah,
person.
It's my number one wish in the world.
Could you imagine
thanks,
that?
Guys.
Huh? Well, no, hold on.
Hold on a second.
Am I going to sit in the corner?
No, that's Mac's fault. He excluded himself because no one said he wasn't going to be here.
Yeah.
You said sitting across from them. Where am I sitting?
Across from us as well.
What are you talking about, man?
There's two seats.
You see, that is what just happened.
Yeah.
It was a prime example of pessimism. You assume we were going to remove you from the podcast?
Absolutely.
That's on you for not valuing yourself enough to think that we can continue to have you on.
It's a full house, man. We only got four mics.
Only one
mic. I'm not here all the time.
Jeff's not here all the time.
She can take my
Nor
seat.
Is he blocking that camera all the time. Was his shoulder just like halfway in? All right, so what's good?
Yeah.
I got something else.
Yep. Shout out, Alex. Shout out, Sophia. I hope that works out for sure.
Also, shout out, Stuhl Presidente.
Of course, dude. He's going to unbox another $100 million. He made $1.5 million today. David Day Trader.
What?
$1.5 million.
Market was up big.
He crushed it today.
This is so funny. That's so funny.
They're talking about a cure and a possible vaccine for COVID. Have you heard of that?
Who's Barstool Sports is doing the vaccine?
No, that's why the market went up.
This whole quarantine, man, we're all losing our minds. Everyone's starting to question everything. Everyone's seeing aliens. There's not a single person I don't know who hasn't shook hands with an alien. We've all done it. Something's going on. I don't know what it is, but I will get to the bottom of it. Me, YouTuber,
left
blogger,
hand or right hand when you shook the alien's hand?
Right hand.
Oh, cool.
You want a double cheeseburger coming hot off the grill? Another piece of beef that slid on the skittle.
There it is.
It's on the griddle today.
Here we go.
Jake Paul and KSI.
Let's go.
It just keeps going today.
There it
we
is.
Can't I get past that. All this murderous Monday beef.
Yeah, it's strong. So KSI been chirping. I have kept this dude's name out of my mouth for the past year because I knew, again, we've said it so many times this episode, chestnut checkers. I knew if I kept his name out of my mouth, he'd slowly start to fall back into the ugly, dark, deep pit of irrelevancy. Boy, was I right. And it shows in his views. Both on his music videos and the views in his second channel. There was a time where he was making fun of me for barely being able to cross 2 million views. And he can barely do it at this moment in time. And I can understand and empathize that this whole YouTube wave is crests and troughs.
It goes ups and downs.
So at this particular moment in time, while I make these comments, there will be a time where my views are down and KSI's are up. Nice. This is life.
Yes.
This is how it goes. But I noticed that the day that I passed KSI and subscribers on his main channel, Boy starts running his mouth. And I know him well enough now when I know something's coming from a place of bitterness and envy rather than a trolling or hatred or marketing, whatever it is. And he said something on a live stream about me being a pussy and Jake dodging the fight or whatever it is. And now Jake's chirping, right, to get him to sign the contract. Is that what's happening?
So Jake wanted him to sign the contract. KSI said, there is no contract. Jake showed a contract. I don't know what the fuck it was, but he showed a booklet of
probably
papers.
Similar to the contract that KSI sign when we went to Vegas.
Oh, ouch. Yeah, well, Jake Paul's music's better than yours, so,
No, you don't believe that. You don't believe that.
Does anyone know the context of this? So someone on maybe like Omegle or something told KSI that Jake's music is better than him, which also I find funny. I'm sorry. It's like, fuck, Jake, I love you, but like comparing KSI's music to Jake's music is like looking at the two like pebbles on the ground and being like, oh, they look similar.
Oh, ouch. Yeah, well, Jake Paul's music's better than yours. So,
you don't believe that. You don't believe that.
So then Jake calls him a lyrical genius because, by the way, so some would say this is the song of a generation.
How much wood can a woodchuck chuck if the woodchuck look like you, bitch? I'm gonna have fun with the nigga here, done you, the woodchuck none.
What the? You don't know? You don't know?
I don't know how much a woodchuck could chuck.
You have no idea. Because I bet JJ knows. Anyways.
Fuck!
Jake presented him with a
a
contract. When we flew to KSI in Vegas,
the best contract ever.
I go. We need a contract. You don't just write a fucking fight contract, a 50-page fight contract. Mm-hmm. So we like had a piece of paper that said like contract on it.
I wish you could pull it off.
This 50, is
50-50. What does it say? Was it 50-50?
Right? No, we shook on it.
This is the equivalent. Whatever this contract is that Jake has, but yeah, and it looks like they're beef. I want that fight to happen. I'm here for it.
I'd like that fight.
I was gonna ask a question.
I think it will happen
eventually. Yeah, Jake thinks it'll happen this year. I don't think it will. I think it'll happen next year, 2021. Because also KSI is doing music. And fun fact, he's apparently releasing his album on May 22nd, the same day we're dropping Maverick Loathe.
That's an interesting juxtaposition. I don't really have many thoughts on any of this now because those are all my homies now.
The Sidemen?
Yeah. I play video games with him and shit, but
to be honest with you guys, I don't even like beef at all.
But I wish you guys good luck with all your
gross
stuff.
Beef?
Huh? With our stuff?
So no, just you know, which is all the fighting and the beef and stuff. I'm over here. I'm on the Mac side, dude. Nah.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. I mean, it's interesting to me, bro. It all is. It's like, I don't know. I feel almost like they might keep having that argument. And like keeping people entertained with this like back and forth like small talk shit while somebody else is cooking up something that makes all of that look very, very small.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, we'll see.
Beef is just competition.
Yeah, how often do fighters just yell at each other?
That was actually what you call an alley-oop, but you guys cut my friend off.
There's no alley. We can't say anything.
Well, right I know, now. But I mean, you know, we could at least start making little hints on
working
shit.
Working on it, hopefully.
Chopping seats. Yeah. I'm actually kind of over the sign the contract talk. Not just from Jake and KSI. Every fighter currently is doing this.
Yeah.
Sign the contract. stop ducking me.
I usually say that to you too.
Shut up. you say it to me because I hate fucking using DocuSign. But like, dude, at what point do you just accept these are fighters we're talking about? No one's ducking anyone. There's like a strategic way to go about your fight career if you're a legitimate fighter, but Jake's not ducking KSI. KSI's not ducking Jake. It probably just doesn't fit in their schedule.
Bro,
currently.
It's business. People look at it like, I think it's a smart way to market it as if like they're ducking to try to duck the fight, but JJ's going to wait. JJ's the champion. He's going to wait until it makes all the sense in the world.
Here's why that's a problem.
No, I know that, and we could say why it's a problem, but at the end of the day, he's the one that has the trophy. He's the one with the belt, so he calls the shots on it. You know what
but
I'm
even
saying?
If he wasn't the champion, he could still say, I'm not fighting you.
That's true.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, for sure. And it's all a business thing. It just has to make sense. Which line do you prefer? Do you prefer sign the contract, or are you more a fan of release the contract? Which one of those did you like?
I like the way Tfue said it when he said release the contract.
Release the fucking contract phase. Release the fucking contract.
But no, here's the problem with it. What I was saying was if I were Jake, because he's still training every day. If I were Jake, I would take another fight. I would completely, because similar to my mentality with not saying KSI's name in any of my stuff. Bro, if Jake doesn't fight KSI, who the fuck is going to fight KSI? Dog, no one's going to fight him.
There's no one else in the game.
You have two YouTubers who are crazy enough to devote their life to becoming a full-time boxer, and it's me and Jake. If you strip that away, bro.
What about Deji?
Like, hello, Jake.
What about Deji?
Jake's coming on the next episode. But if you really wanted to put a punishment to him, stop. Ignore him. Like, get out. Find someone else to fight. Continue being the boxer you want to be and move on. That's what I'm doing. We found someone. And Jay could find someone too. It's just like love. It's just like falling in love. You could find someone that's perfect for you to get in the ring with.
What about Deji?
What about him?
He's a fighter.
I like a rematch.
Yeah, but didn't he buy subs or something?
Well, there's more beef. There's more beef to talk about. There's a lot of people out there saying that Deji's buying
KSI's brother.
I never knew that was a thing. Subscribers. I always knew followers, but not subscribers.
I feel bad for
Deji hits back at YouTuber subscriber botting accusations. So people just buying everything now? Oh, see, these make me nervous.
I don't accept.
We value your privacy.
Hey, don't accept.
I do not accept.
Deny, though. Deny it.
Just takes me away.
No, it sends you somewhere else.
I'm not having that site.
It's because in the UK, it's very serious if you do or not accept the cookies. They're like, you want fucking cookies? And you're like, no, I don't want cookies.
You're going to take the cookies
or you're going to leave the site. So make a decision. You want to find out about the botting rumors about Deji or not? I really actually don't give a fuck, to be honest with you.
And I don't want your cookies.
Because then I don't want your cookies either. I'm on a diet. I'm so sorry.
You're not on a diet.
No, I'm not.
Guys, I've been trying to stop Mike from eating past 10 p.m. every single night.
I witness it.
It's a problem.
Why do you do that?
Why do you work out also and do
that? I don't get it.
That's even Mike more eats salads all day, and then at night he stuffs his face full of Oreos and cookies and s'mores, it's bad. All these things.
It's really bad.
It's a problem. It's a bad habit. And every night I see him, I say, hey, Mike, I just want to let you know that you're eating, and you know that eating right now, right before you go to bed, after you worked out and did all these great things for your health today, is not helping you. And he looks at me, deadpan, and he goes,
yeah. Because do you want to know why? He's the equivalent of that website. He's like, do you want to eat the cookies? And I'm like, and I select, yes, I do. Because
I
want to
see
in this situation, if I choose yes to the cookies, I don't get to see the bots of Deji. I get a warm, yummy cookie in my mouth. And they're delicious. And I go to bed with my belly full. And you know what? Guess what? Guess fucking what? I already got a fucking chick. I got a great book. I got everything I fucking want. So you know what? I'm going to get this pot belly stomach. I'm going to run the dad bod portion of this fucking hemisphere. All right.
Why don't you flip it around?
I can't flip, Jeff. I got broken legs.
Eat the cookies in the morning and the salad in the water at night.
That's a great plan. You're absolutely right. I don't know what it is. And by the way, like, we're sitting here and everyone's asking me this question, but everybody at home knows about the carbs at night. Everybody,
it's the best.
Bro, are you kidding?
It's the best.
We're all acting innocent here.
What he's not pointing out is, you know, I've been next to you every night you've been doing this.
Eating them cookies with me.
Yeah, he just doesn't. Well, did you instruct him to tell you that? Because you instructed him, your girlfriend, to tell you not to eat a night.
Not
well.
Like him particularly, but he knows that it's important to me that I start pulling it together. COVID's going to end. We're going to have to get back to the beaches soon. I already got this terrible rash. Like, that's, you know, and like, I want to pull it together. I don't want to look like that man said, a misplaced piece of lasagna. What do you call me?
Sadly, I've read.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
He said, your body is shaped like a lasagna. Your fat proportion outdoes the per capita income in third world countries.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That was fucked up.
Yeah.
But creative.
And hopefully helps.
Dude, I mean, what am I going to do, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm fucking crying on the inside.
Read somewhere where sugar is the most addictive drug there is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm really? An addict for Google cookies, it. Dude.
Caffeine's pretty gnarly.
They said sugar number one.
What?
Number one addictive.
I'm not searching that. I'm looking at what else is going on as well.
So I'm just saying, Mike, you know, coming from that world, maybe.
Bro, caffeine, just, you know? I can speak on caffeine. I did not take a sip of coffee until I was 23, probably.
Nice.
And now I drink it every morning.
I love coffee. Mm.
That's like the you start drinking it and your body becomes dependent on it. You know,
you get headaches.
Yeah. Guys, I'm gonna give you the quick rundown of it, the easiest way to answer it. I say a lot of things. I say I want abs and shit like that, dude. But like I stopped smoking crack, dude. Okay, like I don't give a fuck if I eat cookies. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, dude.
But you know, if you have that determination, you could do the not eat it
and understand what the rest of my day looks like, bro. Like, I'm going through, I'm killing it in every fucking vertical. We all are.
Yeah.
And I get to the end of the day and I want a fucking cookie, dude. Let me eat my fucking cookie.
All right. So how about you go run a race?
And I have a lot of cookies.
Having a girlfriend helps. But every time
what
I go.
What do you mean helps? It makes it worse. Now I don't have to impress any chicks. I got a girlfriend that grabs my fat and says, you're so cuddly.
Yeah. Wow. Although, I didn't know that.
She's like, you're so cute. She's
telling you,
she's telling you
to not eat, and then she's also telling you that you're cute.
Yo, again, though, I'm back. Chestnut checkers. Is Amar keeping Mike fat so other girls won't pay him attention?
Yes. Probably. Yes. That's a classic.
That's a smart girl.
Yeah, she's the smartest, dude, obviously.
Because I know she schemes sometimes, and that is a strategy I would employ.
She's a scheming schemer, bro. But it always works out for me in the end. So I don't really, like. Oh, by the way, can we talk about traveling? She wants to go to Miami next week. Can I go to Miami?
Physically, you can.
Oh, no.
Why would you do that?
You're allowed.
Why would you do that?
It's just been something that's asked of me. Hey, we've been stuck with all these people.
Are the beaches open?
She's got some sort of agenda. What she want to do?
She wants to spend time with her boyfriend.
In Miami? There's a better place to spend time.
No, she wants to go to a beach.
We've got beaches. You're in California.
Yeah. She hates the West Coast beaches. She said they're dirty.
Not all of them. Go to Huntington. Go to...
No matter what beach you tell me on the coast of California, it's not even the best. It's just accessible and it's 50 times better than California.
Warmer, beautiful, crystal.
I happen to prefer California beaches because I like all the stuff that goes around them, the little taco shops where I go to stuff my face, like all that shit. The surfing, but let's be honest, you go in ankles deep, you can't see your feet in California water.
Yeah,
when you go to Miami, you at least can see a little bit more, and then you go to the Grand Caymans and it keeps going from there.
It's beautiful.
And before you know it, you could see through the water from 30,000 feet when the water's Mariana Trench level.
I'd be there if my girlfriend was pregnant.
Congrats on that, by the way. It's coming up, Jeff. You're going to be a dad soon.
July 4th.
So how many months is that? I can't do math.
7 weeks.
7 weeks?
Are you ready?
As ready as I can be.
Are you sure? Is there anything we can do now to change it?
What should I do? I don't know. You have four dudes. Danny, please help. She can't help you.
Jess been hiking with a weighted vest lately.
Have you
just got it? 25 pounds.
You plan on your baby being 25 pounds out the womb?
Eventually.
Oh, okay.
But he's starting heavy, you know? It's just not that bad.
Yeah. Have you been reading books? My dad read parenting books before he had his babe.
We just got a couple books. Yep. Her mom was like, you got to read this book. We're like, oh, God.
So I'm telling you. Would you learn something?
YouTubes.
Cocomelon.
Do you want up any off the...
I feel like it's just you learn on the job. It's not something you like. Yes, you practice for. Luckily, she's been around him for a lot, but it's just something where it's like, okay, what do I do in this moment? I'm going to be as present as possible and figure this out.
Your kid comes to you.
At what age?
12.
Oh, fuck.
He's fucked up, Jeff.
In what way?
Drunk.
What? 12?
Drunk.
Whoa. Yeah.
What do you do?
I think you wait for him to sober up and give him some water.
Wrong answer.
So no,
what
no,
do you do?
Wrong answer.
No repercussions, no consequences.
At the moment, not.
You walk up to him and you say, let me talk to you about something, kid. your cup's looking a little empty. You want a refill?
No, that's fucked up. That's fucked up because
he's 12.
Because he's 12. The real answer is you walk up to him and say, "What's up, kid? Your cup's looking a little empty. So is mine." Pour him up. Let's go. Let's get fucked up.
Jesus. It's crazy. Y'all are terrible.
That's what my dad would do to me.
I have not thought that far.
Did you baby proof the house yet? Put little things in the plugs?
So he can still get at the hydrochloric acid?
I think that's like crawling stage. This is like the baby just lays there. And I've heard it. I actually got some parenting advice from Greg Paul.
Oh, that's a solid one.
Careful. Careful.
On the ranch.
Careful.
Well, you take tad bits and then you throw away some and then you take some in.
The tad bits are the combination of tidbits and tadpoles.
Okay.
They're brand new.
Are they dad bits?
Tad bits.
Wow. Wow.
They're dad bits.
Tidbits from a dad.
Tidbits for dads. Tad bits.
Got it. He gave some good ones.
And?
I think that he's got some good parenting
advice.
Yes,
right.
Look at
him. What is an example?
Oh, the example was, he's like, don't feel bad if you don't have a major connection in the beginning. He's like,
with the baby.
It takes a while. No, the woman
so
is.
So he's like, yo, it's this baby and I just got no chemistry.
No, he goes, the woman is like, you know, has it there for 9 months. It's, you know, already attached. It's going to be attached forever. But he's like, it wasn't until like Logan or Jake made an actual reaction to something I said to them that recognized that we're on the same wavelength. And that was when he's like, yo, it changed forever. So he told this to one of his friends previous, and he was like, it happened, Greg. I called. Thank God you called and told me this, because I literally would have thought, like, possibly I'm a bad dad or a parent.
Where the relationship starts to feel reciprocated, father-son type.
Real.
Not just guy-baby.
Correct.
Because you're going to be guy-baby for a while.
That's what he said.
I'm going to draw a crazy parallel here, because I just had this happen in my relationship. She did something. First thing, I was like, I got a little salty about something she did.
You call her by she?
My girlfriend.
Oh.
Ah.
There's some things I don't fully exploit, you know?
Nice.
Anyways.
Bitch. Exploit your life. Exploit your life like the rest of us.
Yeah, you can learn about it in the VIP section.
Whoa.
It's a full write-up.
Whoa. That'd I'm going to exploit great. The shit out of my relationship in our Maverick VIP program.
That'd be great. That's actually good.
No, I'm just kidding.
All you have to do is subscribe. So, yeah, she did something. And for the first time, apparently, I showed her attention in a way of like, yo, I care about you and I'm fighting for you. And what you did, like, made me upset for the first time. This may come as a surprise to you, people, but sometimes I don't always show all of my emotions. And apparently, there was no demonstration of true desire yet in our relationship. And mind you, it's fresh. It's like 2.5 weeks.
Yep.
And I expressed to her, I was like, hey, this is how I feel about that. I didn't really like it. I care for you. And I would prefer if you just better communication was the solution here. But it made her feel really good about our relationship in general, because there was a, it was an example of like truly how I feel about her, when before there was none. And so I told her, I was like, hey, I understand that, like, me, you getting a reaction out of me in this way and me expressing my desire as a boyfriend to have you is nice, but let's not make this a thing where if I'm not giving you enough attention, do not lash out so you'll evoke a reaction that makes you feel good. And she goes, totally get it. Never would, but I'm glad you said it. And so maybe, unlike you, Mike, we are very good at communicating.
Yeah.
But No, you're good at it.
What?
Just communicating with your girl. Yeah, you guys are just getting tiffs a lot.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, we're tiffed out, dude.
Sure. At what point?
Her name should be Tiffany. I mean, the thing about ours is our tiffs are, they're like an old bickering couple. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're so locked in now. Like, we've gotten to that point where because we're over that, like whatever amount, month hump. We're like a bickering old couple.
Like,
she's like, bring me a coffee. I'm like, get your own fucking coffee. And she's like, well, what the fuck? I bought you a billboard. And I'm like, well, fuck you. And then sometimes she's like, well, you know what? Fuck you, then leave. And I'm like, all right, well, fuck you, I'm out. And then we're like 8 hours goes by. She calls me. She's like, hey, baby. And I'm like, hey, what's up? I got you that coffee. I know you probably still don't want it.
8 hours cold.
And she's like, yeah. And I was gonna take the billboard down, but I still love you. And like, bro, we're at that moment where we're because listen, the situation with our relationship is like, we're locked into each other. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's no other girls. Yeah. There's no other guy. Like, it's just us.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Does it feel good? It feels supportive, nice. Like, if it doesn't work out with us, then that's a big thing, because we've put a lot into it, you know? And through some troubling times. Through some troubling times, we've been up against a lot. You know what I'm saying? And fucking cheating scandals, and obviously her past and my past and all this bullshit. And to be here, like, standing on top of the mountain looking down at the trail of destruction that we've left behind, you know, and all the coffees I didn't get, it feels good. It feels good. Times are good. And she's great in the content. She crushes it on Logan stuff. Fabulous. She crushes it on my Fabulous. Channel, and couldn't ask for her to be straight any better up. There.
I think for the launch of Maverick on Friday, because the video that I promoted his book in got 8.8 million views.
Thumbnail
title was Asking Lana Rhodes for $10,000.
I will say this, and I think a lot of people watching this already know it, but I don't know that there's another girl in the atmosphere right now that has the fucking pull that she
does. Not a single one. Not even close.
It is mind-blowing. Like, she has she gets 2 to 3 million views on her stories, and 1.6 million of those people will take the desired action. Jeez. It's 70% conversion. I've never in my life as a brand marketer or influencer ever seen anything like it. It is mind blowing, dude.
It's fascinating.
I would love to know the Kardashians numbers.
You can see them. I mean, look at their ratios.
Some of them are stronger than others.
The fact that we're putting her in that level of, let's see, ratio
wise, Lana's probably above them.
It's amazing.
But I asked Mike, I'm like, yo, we're dropping Maverick Friday. Can I clickbait your girlfriend? Because I know that video will get views. Like, again, this shit's all marketing, and like, the video promoting his book got 8.8 million views. Crazy. That is insane.
That is huge.
That is insane. So I think we're going to do a segment called her real name's. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Her real name's Amara. And Matt came up with this idea, actually. Brilliant idea.
I'll say it. We're going to introduce you guys to ASMR. Amazing.
Bro, Lana Rhodes doing ASMR. It's unfortunate because we can't call it ASM Lana. We're going to have to use her real name. But I'll call it like I made Lana Rhodes do ASMR. I haven't even talked to her about this yet, but I asked Mike and he says she's cool with it. But
so are you her pimp?
Jeffrey. Yes, I am.
No. Jeffrey. Or her business partner.
Manager, partner. Like, bro, it's just wild. It's just such a wild, like I almost want to start writing a second book on this. It's just crazy.
Wow.
It's just really
relationship
interesting.
Books now.
All right, I'm not going to do that, guys. I'm not writing a book on relationships. I definitely can't. I'm not qualified to do that.
What's happening for Entourage 2.
Oh, yeah, we're going to write that. That's going to be incredible. I can't fucking wait, dude.
Wild.
We have
there's a lot of things behind
Logan
the scenes.
Logan said that today's incident was Entourage 2 writing.
Tell me it's not. Tell me it's not.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Phenomenal. We have so many.
This particular one, though, is phenomenal. I stood on a chair when I said it. Man, I can't wait until a decade from now we can really talk about what goes on in this fucking insane world that we live in.
We're actually doing it. You're going to be writing a vlog, but it's a blog. We're going backwards in the VIP section. Every week, you're going to write a blog post.
Oh, a blog post, you say, huh?
Hey, I got a little update, by the way. Double Donis.
Oh, shit.
Double Dennis.
Dublin Dones.
Yep. He has just called out John Jones now. I mean, this is a
can
very...
Can I cut the shit?
Yes, I know. It's a very...
That's where I put my foot down.
I get it. I get it. No. But it's another situation of 6ix9ine. He is... Trump, Dylan Danis, 6ix9ine. Put him in a submarine and send him into the ocean. Because these three are master trolls. He said that Dylan Danis on Twitter, Dylan Danis said, John Jones was talking about people wanting to see him fall. And Dylan Danis said, shut up, you twat. I showed up at your gym and you hid under a cage for 8 hours.
Shut the fuck bro, up. Look at you. Bro, you are in no position to be saying these things.
To John Jones.
Why is Dobrik in a picture with him?
What? I think they're going to fight.
No, he's a fanboy. Dylan waits in line to get in pictures with the influencers and then posts them on his Instagram for clout. This is like waiting outside of a club type shit. You ain't boys. You ain't cool. Get the fuck out.
David looks so scared.
Update.
Here we go.
Bread Batch is back at it. They're taking a break from 6ix9ine. I can't believe
it.
Nial is taking a break.
What'd he say?
Eddie Hearn. 8 minutes ago, this was posted. Eddie Hearn saying KSI versus Jake Paul on the back burners and no discussion. The fight at the moment.
Wow. Eddie Hearn says KSI versus Jake Paul on back burners and no discussion about fight at the moment.
So the contract is fake? So the contract is fake.
So you're telling me the contract Jake put in his Instagram story has no value and validity? Impossible.
Improbable.
It's amazing what can impeccable. Transpire.
Implausible.
Impotent.
James Charles has posted a video where he wonders why he's still single.
You're just reading Bread Batch.
Yeah, the Bread Batch. What a great
look
influencer.
At that one, bottom right corner.
Logan Paul shows Maverick clothing brand. He's
watching
me
for a second. Awesome.
Yeah, Mac took the photos. This is going to be big. It's a big fucking week. Thanks for listening to us. Heroes and Impostors. We love you. Subscribe. And that's it. All right.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.